Listen, you bunch of hot dogs.
Welcome everyone to Skidmark Central, the best NASCAR podcast this side of the multiverse. With me as always, I have Andy.
Hello.
And I'm of course Dak. Andy, who are we sponsored by today?
Today we're sponsored by Plate Racing. If you lift, you lose.
No plates in these cars, are there?
I bet you there's plates somewhere.
I brought some plates, some dinner plates out there.
just fastening dinner plates to cars. Plate yep. Racing.
Plate racing. We went plate racing. And some things happened.
Yes.
What happened? We'll good find podcast. Out. End it there. Send her home.
Yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in.
At least it didn't rain like it said it was gonna.
Yes. I was very happy about that.
So that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else is fine?
What?
Michael McDowell on the pole, our boy. Mm. At first, I like thought I missed the race, and Michael McDowell won when I got like a notification that he got the pole, and I was like, "Whoa, he won!" And then
they realized, did it on Saturday.
Realized it was only Saturday, and that Mickey D
mm-hmm.
on the pole lead.
He's fast.
He was fast. He did go fast. Until he went fast into the wall. Michael McDowell leads him to break. leads, I don't even know what I'm doing. Leads him to green. They kind of go 2x2 for a while. Nothing crazy, really. I mean, I don't know. Eventually, they start going for some 3-wide action. I think, who was it? Daniel Hemric.
Mm-hmm.
Jumped out there, doing some 3-wide racing here at Talladega, some circles. What else we got going on? Anything noteworthy?
Green flag pit stops. That sure. happened in the stage.
Sure.
And, yeah, Hamlin. Was it green flag? Yeah, it was a green flag pit stop.
Oh.
Yeah, Hamlin did a whoop-de-whoop.
On purpose?
Looks like it.
Yeah, it went pretty fast. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was going a little fast in the pit lane.
Mm-hmm.
And did a little whoop-de-whoop. Not too crazy. Nothing too nuts. Yeah. But
didn't hit the car or any another car or anything. Just spun going to pit road. No caution. Got himself going. So he, we'll just say no harm, no foul.
Apparently, you know who did get a foul?
Like everyone.
Joey Logano.
Mm-hmm.
Eels. And that, like everyone. And Chase Briscoe had to pit with a flat tire. I don't know why they put a flat tire.
Yeah.
But,
dum-dums.
but I just lost my mind. The stage. So we go.
We go
racing for the stage win here. And you kind of have, Dawson Cindric right in front.
It's Elliott in front.
Cindric to the side.
Well, it's technically Larson in front trying to stay on the lead lap. And he gets out to a pretty big lead in front of the leaders. And they catch him through the trioval. And Cindric has a little more momentum than Elliott. And both Cindric and Elliott pass Larson, so that puts him a lap down, and Cindric edges Elliott at the finish line for the stage one win, just barely by a nose. It's very close.
Yeah, very close. But Larson did get the free pass, so he has that going for him. We go for a little pitsy stoppy. I don't know why I had to say it like that, but everybody pits. Besides some people taking the waiver out. Notably Chase Briscoe, Daniel Suarez.
Yes.
And Kyle Busch gets off Pitler Road first. With Ryan Blaney there as well. And we go back to green. A fun little happening. SVG gets the lead for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go back to some pit stops. Notably, Briscoe pitting by himself.
No friends.
That's the strategy you want, is to pit
to not have
by yourself. But anyway, more fun pit road stuff happens. Was it even pit road?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pit road. What's his name?
LaJoy.
Goes for a whoopsie woo.
Yeah, but it was coming off pit road
right
this time. And it was because the track itself was dry, the racing surface and all the grooves on and off to pit road, but he got pushed out wide coming off pit road, hit a little spot where there were some puddles still, and like completely lost control of his car and yeah, lost the draft, all that fun stuff.
Yep. That will get you. That's worse than pitting by yourself.
Yeah, but I think he was able to keep on the lead lap, or close to it at least. Because
Oh, it's nap time. End the podcast.
Yeah, I'm tired. Finish this one on your own, Derek. I'll be here if you need me. Just scream loud enough, and then I might wake up.
Wake him up.
But you get another Ford battle coming to the end of stage number two with teammates Cindric and Logano. But you get Logano edging Cindric just by a hair, with Logano winning stage two.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. He survived that pit road penalty.
Yes.
Good. But then
yes,
we get some fun action.
Yeah. What we came here for.
Everyone starts going again. Well, everybody pits and then start going again. And then not too long after, your boy,
mm-hmm.
our boy,
yes,
the boy, the collective boy,
C-Bell,
he goes for a wild, a little bit of a whoopsie woo, kind of a lot of bit of whoopsie woo. They're a little far back in the pack.
I think that was an all out crash deck.
Yeah,
there's no whoopsie in it.
It was a whoopsie crash. But yeah, he collected Blaney, Briscoe, Haley, and Zane Smith. Yeah, cars everywhere. It was, like I said, further back in the pack, so it wasn't as bad as it could have been. But and it wasn't like, I mean, there was some contact there, but wasn't a big, big pileup.
Yeah, and it was mainly Bell getting some big damage on that, and he had to retire from the race. But the other people involved just had some minor cosmetic damage that either needed a tow back to pit road because they had some flat tires or, just spun through the grass and were able to make it out just fine.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want.
Yep. So then we get going again after quite a few cars come in and top off with fuel, because we're getting dangerously close to being able to make it on fuel. Dangerous. And with enough cautions, some people are pretty confident that they can make it to the end. But that is something to watch, because they were right on the edge. And yeah, they get going again, and we, for the first time in a while, see some strategy at Dega. And not just follow the leader and hope for the best. So with about 30 laps to go, we get all of the Toyotas short pitting and kind of just forcing everyone's hand in the fact that no one can really lay back and save to make it to the end, as the Toyotas are like pitted with 30 laps to go and can definitely make it on the rest of the way on fuel. So they're balls to the wall, trying to make up as much time as they can to essentially be the leaders once the field cycles around, and I guess if it cycles around. But the Toyotas got screwed up on their strategy because of themselves. It was the old me that's got me.
It's me who's got me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're getting a little too racy into the corner, and you get Eric Jones kind of falling back a little bit, getting loose, and then John Hunter Nemechek, I believe it was John Hunter Nemechek, is, I don't want to say aggressively pushing Bubba, but definitely not laying off his back bumper. And yeah, Jones gets a little loose, clips Bubba, and goes hard into the outside wall, and takes out all but, I think, Ty Dillon, Martin Truex, and Reddick, Tyler Reddick. And the rest of the Toyotas are essentially toast. Which is not what they wanted at all.
No. Not good, and, Bob.
Yeah. And with the hard hit, you get Jones going to the infield care center and ends up getting released, which I want to know what the infield care center is all about and what they actually check. Because he was checked and released, and then we found out, like, after the race, I think it was the next morning, that he had a fractured, like, lower vertebrae in his back, and he's now out for the foreseeable future, at least this next week at Dover, if not longer.
Not a good look for the infield care center.
Yeah, which is just like, yeah, you're good to go. Go start walking on it.
Yeah, I think they probably mostly test him for... What's it called?
I'm sure it's like concussions and stuff like that, and like immediate internal bleeding and stuff. But I mean, a broken back is nothing really to scoff at.
Yeah, you think they should have noticed that. Yeah. Or somebody should have been like, what's wrong with this?
They'd be like, hey, why is your back all out of alignment? But yeah, like I said, I don't know what they check for and what their main concerns are, but I feel like if they've got an injury more than like some minor bumps and bruises, they should not release them and get a procedure going to get that solved, whatever their ailment might be.
Right.
So, but glad they caught that, and seems like he's in good hands and on his way to recovery. So wishing the best for Jones, and hope we can get back on the track as soon as possible.
Like tomorrow.
I mean, that'd be ideal, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Probably not.
No. All right. So with that, the Toyotas screwing themselves over, we get all leaders coming to pit road to top off on fuel to make it the rest of the way. And it was kind of funny, some of the pit stops we were seeing. Just like cars not even stopping in their pit box. It's just like a drive-by of them putting their gas can in the car for like 2 seconds while the car's rolling by, and then they take the can out and the driver speeds off. I saw that with Logano, and I thought that was kind of funny. It's like, did they get any fuel at all in there? But
yeah,
they got enough to finish.
What are you going to do?
Question.
Answer?
What I was going to question. That's what I was going to do.
Oh.
Just question their strategy.
Yeah, not good.
Mm-hmm. So, we now get Tyler Reddick cycle into the front because, you know, he didn't need to pit because he had just taken fuel. So it's Michael McDowell cycling to the lead on the inside, and it's now a battle of Fords and Toyotas as they maintain, I think it's the first two or three rows to start the stage. So kind of some manufacturer battle in here. And let me tell you, your boys put a whooping on the Toyotas to start off the green flag run.
Oh, yeah. Like,
wasn't even close.
Yeah. God, someone's got to take them. It's me.
Yeah. So then we get Michael McDowell leading pretty much the entire way to the end of the race. You get inklings of a third line starting to come up, but it would build up for about to about like three or four rows back of the lead and then break apart and then try and build again. So they couldn't really do much of anything to get that line going. And yeah, with that the outside line kind of breaks up with people jumping to the third line that ends up not really doing much, and you get that line falling back a little bit, and it looked like just a battle of the Fords coming to the checkered flag of whether it be McDowell, Gregson, or Keselowski. But Keselowski got a little greedy, and rightfully so. I mean, he kind of wants to win.
He needs to win.
Yeah.
At Talladega, too, his favorite track.
I know.
Could be his first and last win.
Yeah. And then, so Keselowski went high. McDowell went to block it. Keselowski went low. McDowell attempted to block it, slid across Keselowski's bumper, and carnage ensued. McDowell slid back up into the field and caught pretty much half the field, but Reddick did slip by, and with Keselowski losing a bit of his run with catching the tail of McDowell, it's going quite a bit faster than him and eventually passes him before the start finish line to steal the win away from the Fords. Fords are dead. What are you going to do about it, Deck?
Probably cry. Already crying. Yeah. They could have had one today. Noah Gregson.
Mm-hmm.
Top 10, baby.
Yellers crashed out of the top 10, so that was good to see.
You're looking in trouble there for a sec.
I was looking in big trouble. Yeah, so like we said, Reddick wins with Keselowski getting second place for the second week in a row. So he's up there in contention. Just can't close the deal.
Knocking on that door.
Mm-hmm. Then we got a bum of Noah Gregson in third.
Ooh.
Followed by our boy, Ricky Stenhouse.
Yeah.
Alex Bowman rounding out the top five. Then we got a good run from Anthony Alfredo and Willie B, Todd Gilliland, Daniel Hemric. Rounding out the top 10, we had Harrison Burton.
You know, I think if what's his name was in a Ford, if Stenhouse was in a Ford, he would have won it.
Probably.
I don't know. Yeah, brutal.
Yeah, but you get a lot of carnage on that last lap crash. you get both Barry and LaJoy up on their sides, and then LaJoy eventually rolling over. Luckily, landed on his tires, not his roof, so it was an easier escape to safety in that position than if he were upside down on his lid. So good True. To see everyone got out of the crash all right. As far as the infield care centers cares for.
Right. Who knows?
Yeah. They're sending a guy out with a missing leg. No concussion. Good to go. See you later.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a race. We had some strategy. I don't know. The ending was something happened there, but it was a lot of 2x2 racing.
Yep. It's a classic restrict play race or super speedway race, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, we're super speedway racing out there, and the good guys won.
Yes.
That's all I have to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I was just going to say, going to fantasy.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you. Something happened. And I don't like any of it.
What happened?
So there's a correction from last week.
Oh, did I win?
And then this week. So you're now up 2 on me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That doesn't seem legal. How many race points did you get?
Huh?
How many race points did you get last week?
I think you ended up beating me by like 2 or 3 points.
And then this week I had 142? Wow. Yeah. Ouch. Wow. Yeah. I'm beating you in the whole thing too. Wow.
That was a swing.
Wow, yeah. I beat you by 8 points last week at Texas, and then 7 points, or no, more points this week. You did bad.
I know I did bad this week. Everyone decided to crash out in the third stage, which, I mean, I had about 4 guys crash out, so it doesn't really matter who I had in the garage or not.
There you go.
I guess.
He guesses.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say about that.
Going into Dover.
Someone's going in Dover.
We're going into Dover.
We tried that and it didn't work out for us.
Very true.
We did have some nice, what's that called? Shrimp boil, though. That was good.
Yes. That was good. The old boils. Dover. It's going to happen this year. And it's where I stop the streak of Dak winning. So I've got Kyle Larson, Willie B, Tyler Reddick, Chris Buescher, Ross Chastain, and in the garage, Alex Bowman. Powerhouse lineup. Get me going straight again. Then for my matchups, I got Reddick over Bush, Chastain over Bowman, Larson over Elliott, and Hamlin over Bell.
Sad. I have Larson, Byron, Logano, Reddick for 2 in a row, and your boy, Noah Gregson.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to win so much.
No, you're not. And then, in my garage...
Please tell me you have Johnson.
No, I put Bubba Wallace in there.
All right.
And then I have Reddick over Bush, Chastain over the Showman, Larson over Elliott, and Hamlin over Mr. Bell. I think that's just
stealing my picks.
I mean, they're the only. They were pretty lopsided this
pretty
week,
easy
if you ask me. But what are you gonna do? Also, if I just pick your picks, then I automatically win.
I don't think that's how it works.
You see, you're right. You see anybody fun? Did you see anything fun? on the interwebs?
Other than...
You see the Terry Labonte throwback scheme? Honestly, it's pretty cool.
With for who?
For Larson.
No, I missed it.
It looks pretty tight. It's, I mean, it looks just like his car. Like...
With Tony and all?
Well, not... It's cornflakes, so it's the yellow and red one. But they basically just put Hendrick Cars in the cornflakes font. So it like it looks like the car. Like I don't know how else to say it.
It is the car.
It literally
is. Oh wow. Yeah, that is.
Like if you didn't look at it too hard, you'd be like that
Holy cow, they
stole the car. It is cool. I'd put that in my car. I'm gonna get that wrap for my car.
Yeah. I wouldn't blame you.
No, but it is cool. Mm-hmm. I like it when it's like... sometimes you see the schemes and you're like, that's just... Like, I see what they're going for, but I mean...
They did not.
They're just not who we are, but whatever. So it's cool that they could... Because most of the times, like, the companies won't change their logos, right? But yep. Since it's just Hendrick Cars, he's like, yeah, let's go for it. Mm-hmm. They're basically like that's basically a free team for them, like or not a free team, but that nobody's sponsoring that car. Like Hendrick's just paying for that car. Like they could put whatever they wanted on there.
Taking a page out of Stuart Haas, they pay for like all their cars.
Yeah, let's see how that works out for them.
Not well.
But
cool. Glad you saw that.
Anything else you see?
Yeah, it's interesting news for the All-Star race this year.
What does it say?
They're bringing back tire options.
Okay.
I
like the idea of tire options.
Yeah, so...
It didn't work out last time because one was just better. Yeah. Like...
And there were such short, like, stages. Like, there's...
It didn't matter.
Only one true strategy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the options are like the existing rain tire if it does rain during the All-Star event, the current tire that they would just bring there normally, and then the third option is a slick rain tire. So it's the same material of the rain tire, which is a little more soft and like quote unquote grippy than the normal tire. But since it's a slick, it'll have even more grip without the rain grooves cut out into it.
Right.
So kind of a inclement weather, your normal boy and your speedy boy. That's what they're going for. And I don't know. I think it for sure could work, especially at... North Wilkesboro, where it is truly a one lane track or racing groove. So if you're like behind someone who has like the normal tires and you've got the fast tires on, you could go out of the groove and have enough grip to like make it stick to make the pass and keep going, so you don't like technically have to follow in line. Where at potentially other tracks, it just wouldn't matter as much having the fast or, I guess, grippier tires than the other ones if there's multiple grooves.
Yeah. I like the options. I like that they try stuff during the All-Star race.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's good. Hopefully they can do it a little better this time. And
yeah, I think... Yeah, I think it'd be nice if they just either limited the stage breaks or just had longer runs or a longer race, because you kind of see it, because F1 still does the different tires, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Key.
So that's like, there's rarely cautions, or I should say rarely like full field cautions in F1 to where... Like you can see that strategy play out of when to put your faster tires on and instead of your just normal boys to ride around and you see that difference kind of develop throughout the whole race instead of like everybody putting the same thing on at the same time. So True. You don't really see a difference.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, that was all I saw for news, really.
Did you see in IndyCar they took that guy's win away from like 2 months ago?
No, I missed that.
Well, what happened?
What did he do?
I don't know what to tell you, buddy. can't leave me hanging. I don't really know what he did. To be honest. I just saw they took his win away. And then I don't know what to say about that. He took his win away. I didn't read too far into it. I was just like, wow.
That's shocking. All right, next article.
Yeah. I didn't really see the article. I just saw the headline. I was like, imagine if they took somebody's win away in NASCAR from like 2 months ago. It seems weird.
I feel like that's the one thing that NASCAR has over IndyCar then is they have a faster checking period than 2 months to see if someone legitimately got the win or not.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Keep watching NASCAR.
Probably.
Speaking of NASCAR.
What do you got?
We got Dover this week.
Dover.
Worth 400.
Nothing like Nerly a German boy. Company.
Yeah, Nerly boy. 2 p.m. Eastern. On FS1. PRN.
Performance Racing Network.
Your home for speed or whatever it's because.
I don't know. You're Maybe asking the wrong hard. Boy.
I don't know.
They're all the same thing. What was the one we raced on?
I don't know. That's a good question. I wish I could tell you. Ooh, 2025 Hall of Fame nominees. Did you see that?
Is it me?
It's the Biff.
The Biff.
Neil Bonnet. Tim Brewer. Ooh, Jeff Burton's on there. Randy Dorton. Ooh, Edwards back up there.
The Edinator.
Harry Grant. Harry Hyde. Ricky Rudd. He's been on the ballot a while. Jack Sprague. First time on the ballot. Ray Hendrick, his first year. Banjo Matthews, he's been on there for 4. Ralph Moody, 6. And we're getting black and white things that I don't know about.
Right.
Ooh, Lisa France Kennedy. Been on the ballot 3 years. We got Dr. Dean Sicking. This is his first year on the ballot. And he's the creator of the Safer Barrier.
My guy. The Safer Barrier guy's on there? Dang.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's been instrumental in advancing motorsport safety through the development of Safer Barrier technology.
He's in for sure. You can't not vote that guy in.
Yeah, if he doesn't get voted in this year... Like, they gotta shut the league down.
He's in.
It's like, yeah, we don't care about safety.
Right.
It's like, you know this thing you invented that saved, like, probably at least dozens of lives? You're not getting in, bud.
Nope.
You're not that guy.
You're not that guy. Not that guy, buddy.
Oops, I just closed everything out. I guess I'm done, then.
All right. I think we call it. Dover this weekend probably won't get rain delayed because we're not there, so watch it at when is 2
Eastern.
2 Eastern, it'll be good. We'll be doving.
We will be doving.
Cool.
Dover.
I barely know her. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.